Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, November 25th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Merger Monday, more M&A news, and futures brighten as China acts on IP. Leading today's news: marking the biggest ever deal in the luxury sector, LVMH is buying Tiffany & Company for $16.2 billion, adding an iconic American name to the European giant's stable of brands. The $135 per share cash deal will boost LVMH's smallest business, the jewelry and watch division that is already home to Bulgari and Tag Heuer. Separately, Novartis has agreed to pay $9.7 billion for cholesterol drug maker The Medicines Company as it continues to build up its heart treatment portfolio. It already includes Entresto, a $1 billion seller for heart failure, as well as an experimental RNA targeting molecule from Ionis Pharmaceuticals. Tiffany is up 5.8%, and The Medicines Company is up 22.6% pre-market. In other news, Charles Schwab said it will scoop up TD Ameritrade in a $26 billion all-stock deal, which is expected to close in the second half of 2020. The deal will create a Goliath in wealth management, Wells Fargo senior analyst Mike Mayo said on Thursday, when talks of the merger were first reported by CNBC. Consolidation in the industry was expected, given that all major brokers dropped trading commissions in recent months, leaving brokerages scrambling to find ways to maintain profits. Ameritrade is up 2.4%, and Charles Schwab is down 0.4% pre-market. The latest trade headlines are giving U.S. stock index futures a boost to start the week, with the Dow pointing to a gain of 72 points at the open. China announced it will raise penalties on violations of intellectual property rights and is exploring lower thresholds of criminal punishments for those who steal IP. Assuaging recent concerns, U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien also said on Saturday that an initial trade deal with China was still possible by the end of the year. Shares of Uber declined 6.4% in pre-market trade after the company lost its license to operate in London for the second time in 2 years. While its services won't immediately be blocked, it's a major blow to the company, which must now appeal the decision and prove its safety record. Uber was previously blocked from the city in September 2017, leading to a protracted legal battle with Transport of London that won it a reprieve. In a tweet late Sunday, Elon Musk indicated that Cybertruck orders have reached 200,000, marking a milestone for the vehicle only 3 days after its launch. The news sent Tesla shares up 3.4% pre-market, after closing 6.1% lower on Friday, as Wall Street analysts assessed the electric pickup truck and questioned its futuristic design and price point. Musk added that Cybertruck is our last product unveil for a while, but there will be some, mostly, unexpected technology announcements next year. Frozen 2 hauled in $127 million domestically and $223 million worldwide, resulting in the highest-grossing debut ever for any animated film globally. More records? The motion picture marked a new high in the U.S. and Canada for an animated release outside the summer season, and was the largest opening ever for Walt Disney Animation Studios. It's also likely to be Disney's sixth film to net more than $1 billion at the box office in 2019. Disney is up 0.8% pre-market. Bitcoin euphoria is wearing off fast as the currency plunged another 10% overnight to below $6,600 on concerns about a crackdown on crypto operations by China. That puts it on track for 8 straight days of declines, tying a record losing streak from 2014. While Bitcoin soared to $10,000 last month on comments from President Xi, who said Beijing should speed up research into blockchain, the PBOC is now warning investors not to conflate the technology with cryptocurrencies. After saying it would protest the award, Amazon has formally filed a lawsuit challenging the Pentagon's choice of rival Microsoft for a $10 billion cloud computing contract called JEDI, the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure. The complaint is sealed, but the company said earlier this month there was unmistakable bias on the government's part. Amazon isn't alone. Oracle is also appealing a July ruling from the U.S. Court of Federal Claims that dismissed its legal challenge to the cloud contract. The Hang Seng Index rose 1.6% overnight as pro-democracy forces won 86% of the seats on Hong Kong's local district councils. The pro-government camp won only about 12% of seats versus 65% 4 years ago, putting pressure on authorities to meet the demands of the city's protesters. While district councilors typically handle local matters and lack legislative power, they hold close to 10% of the seats on the 1,200-member election committee that chooses the chief executive. Comfortably ahead of the opposition Labour Party in the polls, Boris Johnson has laid out the Tory manifesto ahead of the December 12th election. He's pledging to bring back his Brexit deal to Parliament before Christmas and ruled out any further delays, saying, "We will not extend the implementation period beyond December 2020. Johnson also promised no new taxes, in contrast with Jeremy Corbyn, who has proposed the measures to fund a major expansion of the state. Sterling is up 0.4% to $1.29. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the green, with crude oil and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey is out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.